every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We're coming to you remote from Orange County and Boston, Massachusetts. Hi, everybody. I'm Vince Ferragamo, former Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl quarterback. And back east, I have my former teammate, 20-year legend and Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater. Jackie, how's everything going back there in Boston?
Man, I tell you, it has been one whirlwind of a visit here the last few days. You know, you got four grandkids going back and forth to school and looking forward to seeing you when they get home. It has been a joy to see these guys and see how hard they're working in school, too, man. It's been a fun trip. We're back here just in time to visit before the weather gets too harsh.
Well, and that's not – boy, you're not kidding about that, Jack, because it can get pretty brutal back in the winter back there. Matthew and the kids are pretty used to it by now. But I'm telling you, Jack, out here we're getting some great sunshine, great weather. It's been warm. You know, I'm doing the flag football at the school with my grandkids. And, man, I'm telling you, man, it's a lot of work. Boy,
it's about time for you to harvest your grapes, too, isn't it?
That's right. Wednesday we're going to try to harvest these grapes and hopefully it'll be a good crop this year. You know, the Sangiovese are ripe. They're 24 bricks. Their pH is about 3.6, 3.5. So hopefully, you just never know. But we're hoping to have a good crop this year and produce some good wine.
Very good. I'm looking forward to tasting it.
And Jackie, you know, you love the cheese. So the wine and cheese is going to be great. You know, the Harmony Cheese is our sponsor. And they make some of the best cheeses in the world. And your favorites are what? That Abergele and
how about Abergele,
that peppered cheddar, man.
Yeah, six pepperoncello is really, really good. I love that on cheese toast. And you should try it, by the way. You don't always, and I keep telling you this, you don't always have to shred your cheese and put it on pasta to enjoy it. Trust me.
Well, you know, you got to shred it once in a while, get it on that pasta, Jackie. But you know what? We've got Corey, our producer at the CRN Studios, hanging with us today. And so we're looking forward to, we want to remind our visitors to visit our website, onpointlive.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at on.point.live. You know, we've got so many giveaways that we're going to have coming up. Jackie, we got this great mini fridge. We're going to load it with some beverages, Jackie. So we want to encourage our people to email us. Email us at onpoint@crntalk.com, and we get some great vibes from you. We're going to pick one of our subscribers and one of our viewers. We're going to give away this great prize. So we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk a lot about the first week in the NFL, Jack. Some great games.
So great games.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to our On Point Live. And Jackie, you know, we've got some great games to talk about this week. And, you know, Thursday night's football game was a special game. It was the Eagles and the Cowboys, an interdivisional rival, Jackie. And there was a debacle. There was some crazy stuff happening before the game even started.
Absolutely. And I'm sitting here, you know, looking forward to doing my podcast. And right as we were about to start, it comes on my phone that Jalen Carter, the talented, and I mean extremely talented defensive tackle, got fined $57,222 for spitting on Dak Prescott. that's an awful.
How much? $50,000?
$57,222 for spitting on him and an opponent. Now, you know, Vince, I got to be perfectly honest with you. I've seen people spit on one another, you know, over the years and different, you know, guys. It's just the way some people react. And it's a nasty thing. It's a very, very insulting thing to do that. But the thing that I have noticed is that the repercussions for doing that to somebody have always been very severe. In particular, if it happened on the football field, usually a guy was physically assaulted by everyone in the area who saw him do it. And certainly if it's caught on camera like this was, you let the guys get these huge fines levied. It's that's $57,222 for spitting on an opponent.
Well, it was a vulgar reaction, I think, Jackie, but it's always the retaliator in football that gets caught. So the instigator, it goes by scot-free. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. You're implying that Dak Prescott spit on him. Dak Prescott did not spit on him.
He didn't spit on him, but he challenged him. He was just like, he's looking at him.
No. Dak Prescott actually spit.
Yeah, he always spits.
And the kid was nowhere. Carter was nowhere near him when he did.
No, he wasn't near
him. He just interpreted it as he was spitting towards him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's interpreting the reaction, and then he's retaliating with some gesture.
Right.
Or if you push me and I hit you back, the referee's not going to see the initial push. He's going to see the hit back.
The retaliator. So
I mean, if I was me, if I'm a player, I'm just going to just point my finger at the guy. Hey, did you see what he did, ref?
Yeah. But then, really, I did not think Dak Prescott spit towards him. It came towards him, but I thought he was just clearing his mouth. It didn't look like any more than that. It was interpreted totally different.
It was
by Jalen Carter, though.
I think you're right. But, you know, the Eagles just did so much. But, Jackie, I was I was watching that game, and you know, Dak Prescott threw some beautiful passes to CeeDee Lamb. I mean, they were they were beautiful passes at the end of the game, but you know, it's the first game, so guys are a little rusty.
But Vince, wait a minute, I got to ask you.
Yeah,
a little rusty. Yeah. If you're making $30-40 million a year to catch passes, and they're hitting you right in the hands, is that rust or lack of focus? I don't think I've ever seen a guy drop so many perfectly thrown passes. And if he catches two of them, they win the game. If he catches one of them, they maybe win the game.
Yeah, yeah. When you're talking about who was victorious in that game, you know, the Eagles ended up winning. Jalen Hurts was just awesome. He's just a great, steady quarterback, very just instrumental in this team's success, does everything right. But, you know, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, I thought, should have won that game. They really outplayed Philadelphia most of the
game.
If Philadelphia has some suspects in the secondary, Jackie, I'm telling you, someone's going to exploit them. And Sirianni's got to figure that out real quick, or it could be devastating for their team. But the Cowboys, nothing to be ashamed about. And I think CeeDee Lamb, even after the drop passes, admitted, hey, you know, I got to make those catches. I know I can make those catches. It just didn't happen. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the great players come back from their mistakes. They really just, they put it behind them and they look forward. They work harder. They get their work ethic back. And I'm sure you're going to see some great things from him. And also Pickens had a good game too for the Cowboys. So
yeah, but in the meantime, three drop passes and you start the season off 0-1. Yes. And that's a little bit disappointing, I'm sure, to all of Jerry Jones' fans there in Dallas.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, Jackie. Well, what about the Colts, Jackie? That game has some crazy stats. They played Miami and wiped them out 33-8. And Daniel Jones. Shane Steichen.
How many teams has Daniel Jones been on since he's been drafted? Well, this is the third team.
He started with the Giants. Then he went to Minnesota.
This is the third.
You know, maybe he learned from Kevin O'Connell, Jackie, at Minnesota, and then he improved his game, and now he's with Shane Steichen, who's an offensive genius over there. I mean, they were spreading the ball all around, Jack, running it, throwing it, doing everything. They scored on every possession. And that's Vince, the first time in what? 15,
the first time
years,
it's been
Jordan?
Done. First time it's been done since 1977, your rookie year, that they scored on every single possession. And Daniel Jones leading it, it was a lot. I got to be honest with you. I was quite surprised that Daniel Jones played as well. How do you figure a guy who was a first-round draft choice that goes to on his third different team is going to come out and lead this football team the way he did to in the fashion that he did with the success that he had. Now, the other thing, Vince, and maybe we should factor this in, but I think the Miami Dolphins are just in a whirlwind of trouble. They got issues going on with their players.
Daniels is having a difficult time relating to the players right now. Tyreek Hill, there's too much. They're fragmented in this team, Jackie. They're not together. And great teams play well together, and they enjoy playing with each other. I don't think that's happening.
I mean, and Tua Tagovailoa, you can speak to that a whole lot better than me. But he's a guy, you know, he did enough to get paid, and then he promptly displayed that he was, you know, very susceptible to these concussions, stumbling off the field and whatnot. And I don't know, Vince. You know, you might have looked at the day that he had, but I don't know that he is 100%. Comfortable as he was prior to these concussions now, because you get one concussion and you slip. You get another one and you slip a little bit more, and then another one and you have an even deeper problem. And I'm telling you from experience. So here's a guy that we don't know what his – I don't know what his state of mind is right now. Maybe you can tell us. Well, you know, that's a lot
Nobody
of –
Nobody really knows, Jackie. I think, you know, he's a good quarterback. He's a competitor. He's very intelligent. But, you know, there goes a lot into it. And if you're susceptible to getting hit in the head, then maybe you're thinking a little bit twice sometimes, and maybe not – you're less risky on the field, and that could have a devastating effect. But, I mean, Jack, you know, you talk about great players, great quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers now has resurfaced. Okay. He's in maybe his last year. I don't know. But, man, were they good. I mean, he's got DK Metcalf. But guess who he's got? Kenny Gainwell. He's a great receiver out of the backfield. He was the second leading receiver. And his number one target is Kelvin Austin, this fifth-year guy. You never even heard of him.
Never even heard of him.
Great. Four catches, 70 yards, one touchdown. I know Aaron Rodgers likes throwing to him. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, he won 34-32. He had four touchdown passes, Jackie. He came back to haunt the Jets.
Vince, you know the interesting thing you just said? And you said some time ago, you said that, you said, just watch Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's going to, this is the best place for him to be in Pittsburgh, and he's probably going to have more success. Now, you didn't say this, but you said it before. Good quarterbacks recognize people who know how to get open.
Yeah.
They recognize people who know how to get open. And the reason why you know they recognize them is because when it really matters, they're throwing them the ball. As simple as that. And here's a guy you don't even know. I never heard guys have been on the roster, I don't know how many years, and all you've heard about is all these other guys, and he's the one that's being targeted,
Jackie,
and making the play.
If he synchronizes with DK Metcalf, and you know he's already going to come down with Freiermuth, so they're going to have quite the team. And they run the football, and they're spreading it around. They're opening up their offense. Watch the Pittsburgh Steelers down the road. Anyway, Jackie, you know we want to remind our viewers – stay on point, you know. OnPointLive.net's our website. Jackie, Harmony Cheese, HarmonyCheese.com, the best cheeses around. I mean, go ahead and order it online. You can get it. Don't forget to email us.
They need to talk to Bree.
That's CRNTalk.com.
Absolutely. Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
So don't forget, we'll have more. We'll have to talk about the NFL, some great games. Don't forget that Ravens and Bills game. We'll talk about that coming up soon. Be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Well, back to On Point Live, Jackie. Now we get to the fun part, Jack. We get to talk about the local teams, the Rams and the Chargers. Let's start with the Los Angeles Rams and the Houston Texans. You know, D'Amico Ryans brings his team in here. They're all fired up, ready to go, Jackie. And, you know, as it turns out, Matt Stafford enters into only 10 guys in the NFL history to throw 60,000 yards in a career. And he's on track to beat Dan Marino and Matt Ryan. So I mean, they got the great quarterback, and the rest of the team is starting to filter in.
It really is, Vince. And, you know, Matthew Stafford had us all concerned here all summer long with his inability to practice because of that back problem that was all inflamed. But, you know, you just had to figure. He came out and said, hey, don't worry about me. I'm not allowing myself to make any excuses for what I've been through this summer. And I think I know who I am as a passer. I know the players that are surrounding me. I've seen the work ethic that these guys have. I know what's going on, and I'm going to deliver. And I think he did just that. He's the type of quarterback that I think Sean McVay covets, who's smart, who can take control of situations. And let's be realistic. The Rams are playing really great football on the other side of the ball. Their defensive pass rush burst, and those guys are putting constant pressure on the quarterback. They're making quarterbacks move uncomfortable in and out of the pocket, all over the place. And that really hurts, that their passing game. I was very impressed with what the Rams did. I'm impressed with the way their leadership, the new leaders on that team came in and played. And quite frankly, you know, the team that they played was up for the challenge. This was no just bunch of guys showing up. This was a pretty good football team that the Rams pretty knocked them out.
Well, it really was, Jackie. I was at the game, actually, and I witnessed it firsthand because the Rams started off a little sluggish. They were a little rusty, obviously, because a lot of their veterans didn't get a chance to play in preseason. But they came on pretty quick, and the second half was pretty stable for their offense. They were spreading it around, and Sean McVay is a very intelligent coach. He understands the nature of protecting the quarterback. And the way to do that is to get your running game going. There's offensive line. They're play action pass. One of the best things you can do for an offense is to be effective running the football and then play action off the running game. And that very seldom do quarterbacks get sacked off play action. And there's a lot more extra time to throw the ball. And then Matt Stafford makes a living off doing that. And, you know, their misdirection plays. Puka Nacua was great in the beginning, Jackie. I mean, he took some hits and he kept on ticking, you know, and
he got his eye all busted up there. I was surprised to see him stay in there and keep competing the way he did. And it was impressive. The other thing, Ben, not to interrupt you, but the other thing while I'm thinking about it is Jackson. Lark Jackson, man, I was really concerned about him. I knew that he was going to be a critical piece in order for the Rams to be successful. And the doctors, you got to give the Rams medical staff, you got to take your hat off to those guys because they did what it took. Even though he didn't practice a lot this summer and pads and everything, they did what it took to manage this guy so that he could show up on opening day and did one fantastic job. I was really proud of him and his efforts.
Do you think, Jackie, at some point they should have probably spelled him a little bit just because
it's I wondered about that.
He played the entire game, Jackie. I want to preserve this guy for the whole season.
I do too. And I was concerned about that. I was thinking about that as the game went along. And then I noticed that, you know, when he came to the sideline, he was sweating profusely and he was being checked on, and, you know, all of his vitals were being monitored, it seemed, from the sideline, at least what I could see. And right. So I just thought they had a handle on everything that was going on with Lark Jackson. And it was good to see that they were doing it that way, because I think there were a lot of people that were watching him, you know, and worried about him, who understand the seriousness of, you know, of blood clotting and all.
Well, we both felt that the Rams would play well in that game, Jack, which they did. They won the game. But I was most impressed with their defense, the way they got after their C.J. Stroud, a very fast, quick, young, you know, the guys. I mean, they did have some guys running down the field fairly open at times. But you know what? The pass rush was getting after him, and he was limited in the amount of time he had back in the pocket. They only allowed 9 points, 3 field goals. And then the takeaway at the end of the game when the Texans were driving the ball down for the go-ahead score, you know, 14-9, the Rams win, they get the fumble recovery. So, you know, they play to the end, Jackie. And so, you know, that's a mark of a good team. And that's what you want to see. You want to see your players step up, make the plays when they have to.
Absolutely. And all of the players did. And don't forget, they're still a very young team, and they got a lot of young guys that they're depending on to play key roles, including Alaric Jackson.
Now, Jackie, again, we were wrong with the Chargers and the Chiefs. Okay, what happened to our Chiefs? I mean, I give a lot of credit to Jim Harbaugh. You know, I was a little critical on their coaches, their coordinators, but I do like Jim, and he's really established the offense and defensive lines. Okay, they put a lot of effort into rebuilding that phase of their game. And I think it showed because they got after Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert was the quarterback we always knew he was. Okay. He made the plays when he had to, Jack. He made that great quarterback run at the end of the game to seal the game, like 15, 20 yard run. It was beautiful. I mean, the guy's got talent. He's got talent from A to Z. So right. I mean, if they know how to use it and utilize it, get more play action pass going for that guy, you know, the sky's the limit for this Chargers.
Yeah, the sky's the limit. And Vince, let's not lose sight of the fact that Justin Herbert has thrown for more yards than any quarterback over this period of time in the history of the NFL. And then at the end of the game, he showed us that he's capable of taking off and making some plays with his legs as well. You know, he's the one thing that I like about Harbaugh that I think has to be noted is that he and his offensive line coach, defensive line coaches, they have done a fantastic job of not only securing talent, but putting those people in the places where they can be successful. You know, they had the big first round pick a year ago, big off. And after they lost the Slater kid at left tackle, who they had paid so handsomely after they lost him for the year, they took off and put him over there and put big Trey Pipkins at the right tackle. And I thought that was a beautiful move, getting those two critical spots sorted up with men who were talented enough to get the job done and they were going to be coached well enough to make sure that they had success that the team needed to have. So I can't give enough credit to those guys for the job that they did as well.
Jackie, you know, what's interesting, we haven't talked about it, but Keenan Allen is back now with
yes.
the Chargers, you know, and he had 7 catches and, you know, there's a relationship with the quarterback there. So that really added fuel to their passing game. What about the Chiefs going after Tyreek Hill? I mean, the Miami Dolphins are going nowhere. Get him back. I mean, I think the guy would come back. I mean, he left because he wanted more money. But if he wants to come back, I think because Xavier Worthy was hurt on the first play, he ran into Jason Kelce.
Yeah, it hasn't been a very peaceful ride for him since he's been in Miami. He had some issues. He's been disgruntled about the number of targets he was getting, the type of passes routes that they had him running. Whereas Andy Reid knew exactly what he wanted him to do. He wanted to get him in isolated situations and just have him run off and away from the corners they were covering. And if they double covered him, that ball was always going to go underneath and behind him. I think Tyreek Hill is a little disgruntled down there in Miami now. And like you say, they're going nowhere. Yeah. I don't know if Tua Tagovailoa is taking a lot of shots or whatever. I don't have any confidence in him. And him having confidence in himself.
Yeah.
So the notion of bringing Tyreek Hill back to Kansas City is something that probably should be seriously entertained by the Chiefs and their organization, regardless of what you have to give up to bring him back.
And I don't know where Jason Kelce's mind was for this game, Jackie, but there was times where he ran right into Xavier Worthy.
He ran right into
And then at the end, he's got a chance to catch a touchdown. What's he slowing down for?
I have no idea. I don't know where his mindset is.
They got to get him straightened out real quick.
And I looked at the route that he ran when he ran into the kid. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, if I wonder if Vince, if he were looking at that, would he say that he ran the wrong route? Would he ran the wrong route?
Come
because on.
His mind is not where it's supposed to be, I don't think, right now, Jackie. You know, the mind's precious. You got to keep that first. Hey, how about the Broncos, Jackie? They beat the Titans. You know, Bo Nix, again, Sean Payton. They beat Cam Ward and the Titans, the number one draft pick. I mean, Jackie, their defense is the strongest defense in the NFL. I don't think they allowed but 150, maybe 120 yards total.
It was 133.
Thank you, Corey.
Sorry, Corey, resident Bronco fan.
Wow, can you imagine that defense? Come on.
That was absolutely an amazing defense.
They held the Titans offense to -8 yards in the second half.
That's mind-blowing.
No, wait a minute, Corey. Is that the Bengals and the Browns game? Because Joe Burrow was awesome in the first half. The second half, they had a total of 4 yards.
Yeah, the Bengals also had a negative quarter. I think they had -14 in like the fourth quarter as well. So, yeah.
What happened there? And they were able to pull that game out over the Browns, Jackie. Your man, Joe Flacco, they should have won that game.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know what? There's so many games to talk about. We have a few more games to talk about, Jackie. But, you know, this is On Point Live. And don't forget, now, our viewers need to go and email us, onpoint@crntalk.com, to get a chance to get this mini fridge. I mean, we're going to load this thing up with a bunch of beverages. And you know, try the harmonycheese.com, one of our great sponsors here out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. We've got to talk about the Packers, too, Jackie, coming up. There's so many ways, and we love to coordinate with you guys. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We'll be right back.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at johndeere.com.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live. Jackie Slater had to step aside for some family matters, but I do have our producer, Corey Moreno's with us, and we got to talk about some great games. That Sunday night game, Corey, was fantastic. I mean, it was the first time in NFL history that two teams scored 81 points, 40-41.
Yeah, they call that a scoregami.
What was it?
So it's the young kids. They call that a scoregami when there's a unique score. There's never been a game that's been scored 40-41.
I was wondering what that meant.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. But, man, yeah, I tell you what, you know, and there was about almost 8 minutes left in the game. The fans started to exit the stadium in Buffalo. They thought the Bills were out of it with the score 40-25. They're down 15 points. But you know what, Corey? The kicker for the Ravens missed the extra point.
Yep.
If it was 16 points, I could see where the fans might start leaving. 15, wait a minute, there's an outside chance. And sure enough, the Bills came back. And I have to tell you, and I've always said this, and Jack and I have always agreed, the Ravens are one of the toughest offenses to defend because of Lamar Jackson. But I'm telling you, these two teams played at the top of their games. It didn't even look like it was the first game of the season. They were in tip-top shape, ready to roll. They played so well together. Lamar Jackson was spectacular throughout most of the game. My only comment to the Ravens is that you cannot lose your focus. They had a mental lapse in the fourth quarter, and they lost their concentration. Okay, and this loss of focus, and Chuck Knox used to say, fine focus. You've got to have a fine focus, not a space focus. And I'm telling you, it made a difference. It made a difference. They started to deplete themselves, and the Bills took advantage. The Bills never felt like they were out of the game. And, you know, this Josh Allen, he's remarkable at what he can do. He, for the first time I've ever seen him throw a touch pass to his back out of the backfield. He pulled a string, put a little touch on the ball. Usually it's just coming so hard, and that's something to look forward to. And I think if he can do that more, I think you're really going to even see even more points scored. It's hard to believe you could score more than 41 points, right?
Yeah. And what this one was a quintessential like snowball effect with that play that the wide receiver on the option route, and he was running, and he turned up field too early. Zay Flowers got that penalty.
Flowers.
Yeah.
And then, again, Corey, that's a lack of concentration. You can't move forward but prior to a snap. You have to stay horizontal to the line of scrimmage. And before that, number 16, their wide receiver, jumped off sides. And that's a cardinal rule. You're looking at the ball. A wide receiver should never jump off sides, because you react after the snap of the ball. You don't have to know the snap count. So two plays in a row. Then they had the Derrick Henry weird fumble that never happens.
Yeah.
They fumbled the ball. That was another play.
And then there was another Josh Allen tip pass that went into Keon Coleman's hands in the back of the end zone.
That was a lucky play.
Right place, right time. Better be lucky than good, you always say.
Never giving up, Corey. You never give up. And then how about the punt that would have backed the Bills up to the 1 yard line? And, you know, talking to Jackie and talking to Matthew Slater, Matthew was a premier special teams player.
Oh, the best of one of the best of all time.
Yeah. The best of all time. He almost had a fit when he saw the guy slide into the end zone
head first.
Just tap the ball.
Yeah.
Tap the ball down on inside the 5 yard line. And that game is a total different game, starting from your own 1 yard line or 2 yard line, rather opposed to the 30 yard line or 25 yard line.
Yeah.
I mean, it was play after play after play, and that's how the Ravens were defeated. I mean, they had the game put away. All they had to do was just don't lose their focus. just keep concentrating.
Yeah, and then I think it's just that also that monkey that just got bigger on their back, because last year this is where they lost to the Bills in Buffalo with that dropped pass, those little focus, that dropped two-point conversion by Mark Andrews. It's those little fine plays that either make a dynasty or break a dynasty, because when you watch the Chiefs or the Patriots when Tom Brady was there, that's Tom Brady came back Josh Allen did in the Super Bowl against Matt Ryan and that Falcons with just those little plays, those little things that you don't think are going to matter, but at the end of the game, they all add up, and then 16 points can get wiped off the board in 4 minutes.
You know, it can evaporate real fast, and, you know, it's one play kind of like snowballs into more bad plays.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just, you have to be, this is a thinking man's game, really is. I mean, you have some great coaches out there. They say it, the game is more mental than it is physical. And it really is. I mean, if you have help as a secondary guy, there was an interference, a PI called against the Ravens as well. You had help behind you. Why do you have to foul a guy going near out of bounds?
Yeah.
Just let him catch the ball and make the tackle. I mean, there was a PI there, and then that gave Buffalo a first down. Stop the clock. You got to remember that penalties do stop the clock.
Yeah.
And you have to know, I mean, there are some teams that if there's no timeouts left, then you have to guard the sidelines. Yeah. But if there's timeouts left at the end of a game, you don't need to guard the sidelines. They can throw the ball down the field and use the timeout to stop the clock. So it's a mental process that you have to have, and we see it so often. I mean, there's so many teams and players, and you know, it's just the way it is.
And part of that mental process is credit to Josh Allen for being mentally strong in that fourth quarter, never giving up. In the fourth quarter, he had more passing yards, 251, than 21 other quarterbacks had all this week. In the fourth quarter. It was a crazy game, and unfortunately the Ravens the last 3 years have just been losing these tough. They lost the Chiefs 3 years ago. They lost the Bills last year. They lost the, at least this is the first game of the season. It's not putting you in a crazy hole. It doesn't help your season to start out like this, but it's not the end of the world. But it still doesn't feel good.
Well, John Harbaugh's lost a lot of games in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
I mean, in this fashion. And I think if I was John Harbaugh, I would take my team and have a classroom segment. I have, instead of going on the field of play, we're going to go in the classroom and I have a lecturer lecture you, get in the books, and let's do a mental process here. Let's concentrate and let's study. Let's study in the books, because we're not going to go out and physically do anything. We're going to do a mental process. And I think that will help the team. They got to become smarter. They have to become smarter.
I agree. And just like the coaching, like you just said, if we can kind of switch into the Monday night game with the Vikings, one of your favorite coaches, Kevin O'Connell, puts on a masterclass coaching display in the second half.
Did he ever? You know, and I'm really a big fan of Ben Johnson as well. I mean, he came from Detroit, and I think that's why Detroit is going to suffer this year. They don't have any continuity on offense right now, and they have some of the great players over there. They got beat this weekend, and that's going to happen throughout the season because they don't have the sophistication on offense. They have the players. They don't know how to utilize them.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Chicago, and my one complaint with Caleb Williams is that he always looks like he's rushed when he's doing stuff on the field. And as opposed to say, let's look at the other quarterback. Okay, JJ McCarthy, he was looked a little bit decent at times throwing from the pocket. But, and we can talk about the Packers game, but Jordan Love is probably one of the most comfortable quarterbacks, I think, out there. He looks comfortable. He looks poised. He's well-liked by everybody. Now, Caleb Williams had a good first half, but it's everything is just too vibrant for him. It's just fast paced. You have to slow down and relax and just, you know, tranquilo. I mean,
you know, tranquilo. Yeah,
there's time to run fast, right, Corey? But then there's time to don't leave the play too soon. Read the defense, come up and throw the guy that's open down the field. And he missed a lot of guys down the field early on.
He overthrew
a bunch. I see this as a quarterback. So, yeah. I mean, they got to have a quarterback coach to help coach him.
Yeah, 100%. And kind of like on the opposite side, even keeled and cool, even after J.J. McCarthy needed to score coming out of halftime and he throws that pick six, right, he still wasn't defeated. He came on. I think it was Aaron Jones, the running back, said he came into the huddle the next drive and he says, "Dang, guys, there's no place I'd rather be." And he was ready for that moment.
Isn't that great? That's a great thing for young kids to learn from. Corey is like, forget the past. Okay, look to the future. Okay, how do I get better? Learn from my mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. I coach little kids in flag football, and I tell them all the time, I says, look, you have to learn from your mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Okay, the greatest players of all time have made mistakes. So you got to learn to come back from it. And J.J. McCarthy did great. He stood in the pocket. He believed in his receivers. Of course, he's got Justin Jefferson. Doesn't hurt to have one of the greatest receivers in football. Come up with some great catches. But he stood in there, and he found them, and he threw them open. And that's what it takes. Forget what that wasn't a bad pass. It just – that was a great defensive play. He had help behind him, and that's what a corner should do, is break – you can gamble if you have help behind you. And, you know, that's they read the play, and they got the pick six. But it didn't stop Minnesota's team. It didn't stop Kevin O'Connell's play calling. He kept on. They kept running the football. They kept doing their system. They never let go of the system that they were their game plan, and they won the game.
And if the Vikings go like they did last year, I don't see how Kevin McConnell doesn't win Coach of the Year again, because he did it last year with Sam Darnold, and now basically you have a rookie because J.J. missed his whole rookie year, and this is his first time starting. And if they win 10, 11 games, they don't have to win 13 like they did last year, or 14. I can't remember which one they got. But right, if they make the playoffs in that hard division, I just don't see how you just don't keep giving him Coach of the Year for implementing the same system. And McVay might have passed the QB whisperer to Kevin O'Connell. Now he's the best QB coach of all time.
I think so. He's produced a lot of good quarterback coaches, and they've gone everywhere. Liam Cohen is making a great impression on Jacksonville. They won their game. We picked them to win.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield pulled one out late in the game there, but it was probably from his coaching from the year past. And now, you know, Trevor Lawrence will profit from it. But yes, coaching goes a long way. O'Connell's got everything. He's got every tool in the kit. And I mean, he's making things happen. I mean, if Sam Darnold were there, it would have been just probably a blowout.
But, oh yeah, I agree. I mean,
but JJ is learning right from the very beginning. It's his second year, and the players, if they keep believing in him and he keeps playing, just got to be steady. Just got to keep improving. He's got a long ways to go, but who knows? I mean, they've got a defense and special teams. You got to have all three phases, and they have the other phases built in place. So we'll see what happens. You know, the Packers have improved their team, Corey.
Yeah.
They beat the Lions, and you saw Micah Parsons. I mean, he's going to add a big role in this defense, sacking the quarterback. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, in that Parsons trade, they got rid of Kenny Clark, who's a great run stuffer. But Matt LaFleur came out and said today that they had two guys behind Kenny. That's why they were able to trade him. They had two young guys that they knew could stuff the run, and you're going to get Micah Parsons on one side. It's going to be hard to stop, and their offense can hang with the best of them, with Love and Jacobs and
Josh Jacobs. Yeah. Josh Jacobs was playing good. I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, Jordan Love is the most comfortable quarterback out there. So, I mean, we got so much to talk about, Corey. It's been a great show. We still got to remind all our viewers all the things that we've got going on here. And, you know, please email us onpoint@crntalk.com. I had a chance to win this mini fridge. So we hope you all stay with us. HarmonyCheese.com is our sponsor. OnPointLive.net is our website. So please visit us, email us, and hope to see you soon. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money.
and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live. Corey Marino and Vince Ferragamo here with you to finish up. And, you know, Corey was a great first week in the NFL. It's 17 weeks long this year, and then we get into the playoffs. But, boy, there were some teams that were out there hungry to make a big difference in their first game. And, you know, these two teams had some new acquisitions, the 49ers and the Seahawks. You know, they've got, you know, Sam Darnold went to Seattle up there with Cooper Kupp. And then the 49ers got Robert Saleh, their defensive coordinator. And I think it made a big difference in this game because, you know, the 49ers were able to pull that out 17-13 and they held the Seahawks pretty much in check most of the game.
And that's pretty good because, yeah, the Seahawks are in their second year of having McDonald from the Ravens defensive coordinator. He's now their head coach. So their defense is pretty stout. And I read that they were top three in pressures this week. And the 49ers, they were back healthy for this game, but did not end it that healthy.
But, oh, yeah, Kittle got hit, I think.
He
injured his hamstring.
He got put on IR today, so he's out for 4 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Well, those hamstrings could be deadly. There are quite a few players. And I think what happens, you know, early in the season like this, if you don't train hard enough in preseason, then, you know, you're susceptible to pulling a muscle like that, especially a hamstring, which is a running muscle. I mean, it is a common occurrence if you're not in great shape. So,
unfortunately, that is some bad news. But some good news is that we did our picks last week for how the week was going to go, and I'll leave mine for last, best for last. But you and Jackie went 9-5 in your picks, and you beat out Mike. He went 8-6, and then I had one of my best ever. I went 13-1. So that one felt good.
You're on fire, boy.
The California lottery just happened. I felt like I should have put one in there.
You should have. What is it now? It's like
they just won, so I think
$1 billion or something.
It was like $1.8 billion or something crazy like that.
$1.8 billion. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I tell you, it was You're on track there for those things, because there was a lot of close games that should have went one way or the other. But you know, the Raiders came off victorious too with Pete.
That was my only loss. That was
over the Patriots. yeah, that's the only loss.
That
right?
was. That was my only loss.
Well, it was my loss too. Anyway, Corey, it was great being on our show today, and you know, remind all our viewers to please continue to watch this as On Point Live. And what do we say, Corey?
Stay on point.